Foster City was built on reclaimed marshland in, I believe, 1965. Mm-hmm. And the original population of the city was one quarter teens and preteens, kids under the age of 15. So kids without driver's licenses, and there was no public transit to connect Foster City to anything else. So it was sort of this outpost, just sort of clinging to the shores of San Francisco Bay.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a place for those kids.
Exactly. Like,
to be safe and to, you know, to not get into trouble and not be in the city.
Yeah, I looked up a bunch of reminiscences of Foster City at that time, mm-hmm. and a bunch of people who lived in like San Mateo and San Carlos were all like, oh man, the east side of San Mateo was rough back then. But if you lived in Foster City, you had it made. Like right. that was living the dream. That was, yes, it was this artificial planned community for upper middle class families and their kids.
But things turned dark in Foster City at a certain point. And so what were they finding out basically was happening there?
So there's an article that comes out in November of 1973 that reports that Foster City has the highest rate of teenage petty crime of any city in the United States, more than any large metropolis you can name. And what they found were these gangs of kids that they called mouse packs for some reason. I don't think the kids called themselves that. I think that was a reporter's creation.
Let's hope not.
These kids, because they were bored and aimless, would spend their days vandalizing public facilities and snapping antennas off cars and lighting firecrackers. And so the article, to some degree, paints Foster City as this kind of Clockwork Orange-esque, apocalyptic wasteland where the kids run wild.
Right.
It all comes to a head in a giant community meeting where the parents of Foster City get together to talk about the youth problem, and the youth storm the meeting. Their point of view was heard, and I believe relatively soon after that, there was a concerted attempt by Foster City to make Foster City a more livable place for teenagers, and that sort of brought an end to that crime wave.
So in the very beginning of Over the Edge, over a sign of New Granada, it says, this story is based on true incidents occurring during the 70s in a planned suburban community of condominiums and townhomes, where city planners ignored the fact that a quarter of the population was 15 years old or younger. And so it is the only movie I have ever watched in which the opening sort of chyron invokes urban planning, like, in the sense... And it makes me so happy. And so in this movie, they start causing trouble and there's like a shooting and it's just a mess. And then it ends with this huge riot outside of the high school.
And then the kids lock them in.